Sure.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE as we launch here into the second hour of the program. First hour spent pretty much exclusively talking about X Key Score, the program. One of the programs that the NSA is able to use to basically monitor any old thing they want to monitor as far as your internet surfing habits, the content that you're posting, the emails that you're receiving and sending, information from the forms that you might be filling out online. I mean, basically anything that you put out there, they can receive it, they can search it, they can monitor it, they can save it. All that stuff.
What does X Key Score mean?
That is the name of the program.
Right, but what does it mean? Does it mean something?
What's You'd key have to score? Ask the designers.
No?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just right. I read to you the entire Glenn Greenwald piece in the first hour. So you know what
you might know what
you
it
know
means.
What I know.
Okay.
Why, you know, there's different names for different programs. I don't know what, you know, what reasons they're selected.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Fred is listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, what isn't on my mind tonight?
You're going to have to tell me, Fred.
Yeah, well, this national security apparatus, Mark Lane, the guy who authored Rush to Judgment, and then, I don't know, I guess 3 years ago, The Last Word, I asked him in a call-in show, what would be necessary to safeguard our privacy rights and, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and also hold government accountable or terminate the insidious corruption. He said, well, it has to start with terminating the national security apparatus. And believe it or not, John Kennedy had alluded to that in a few speeches. A lady, Deborah Traveras out of California, you got to check out her site sometimes, stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. She's got some documents there from NASA. I don't even want to talk about it. You guys will. Well, I will because she describes super high-tech technology that, according to the NASA document, which you can access at her site, I guess you go to a place called Source Documents. Source Documents.
Okay, tell me more about what you're getting at here.
Okay, well, probably what that guy, the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, he made a quote that Americans
I don't know, but if you're going to read quotes, it's good to have them in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd remember it, guys. Crippled by the reality of a monstrous conspiracy so unimaginable they cannot comprehend it. And that's what this gal at StopTheCrime.net gets into. Silent weapons for quiet wars.
NASA document? You made it sound like it was a big deal, and then you just kind of glossed over it.
Well, I can't remember. In essence, the contents of the NASA document, according to this lady, is that, and since I don't have a computer, I haven't checked it out, of course, but she said that it actually identifies, describes technology that can subdue the masses, put them into some sort of a mind control state, and that electronically they could even cause, instantaneous like aneurysms or cardiac failure, like that.
I am always skeptical of these things because wonder to myself, why in the world hasn't the government implemented? You can pretty easily say, strike at the root on a lot of these issues. Why hasn't the government done this to Ian? Why haven't they done it to Alex Jones? Why haven't they just, caused him to have an aneurysm? I mean, you don't think it's believable that Alex Jones could have an aneurysm?
Fred, you're thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. You have to be careful, though. I mean, he's citing hearsay, basically. I mean, he's saying sure. that this lady that he heard that has this website has these documents. He hasn't looked at them.
I couldn't find
the
Hoover quote.
Yeah, I couldn't find the Hoover quote either.
So he doesn't know for sure what's in these documents. We don't even know if the documents are legitimate. She sounds like maybe an online talk show host or something like that. And it certainly doesn't sound like someone like Ed Snowden coming out and revealing something, right? Like, there's a lot of people on talk radio and make a lot of claims.
Indeed. And
a lot of them are crazy.
That's the difficulty.
That's crazy.
That's the difficulty. Okay, so we're talking about the NSA thing. I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to the NSA, right? Like, I believe that they are conspiring to steal Americans' emails. I think that in those emails that they're taking powerful Americans' emails, they're using the information that's in those emails to lord over politicians. Whether it's the NSA or the people that somebody from the NSA, if not the NSA itself, is selling this or giving this information too. I mean, I think that these are reasonable jumps in logic. But the people that believe their conspiracy theory is a reasonable jump in logic seem a little too out there for me. So this is the problem with conspiracy theories. You have to adopt the ones that, because there's no doubt, people are conspiring all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to adopt the ones that make sense for you, and the ones that you don't, you kind of toss out the window. And conspiracy theorists, myself included, do this adroitly. They're like, oh, yeah, that's the stupid conspiracy theory. Why in the world would you listen to that? Please don't put me in the category of those crazy people. Well, please don't put me in the category of the crazy people that have the crazy talk show hosts that talk about the crazy things that don't make any sense. But this NSA thing sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Sure, sure it does. Although, is it a theory when you start to have facts?
I mean, sure. Ian, we only have the proof that the NSA is sweeping up Americans' emails. We don't know what they're doing with them.
Fine, but it's not a okay, so you could still say it is a conspiracy that they're sweeping up people's emails, right. But it's no longer secret, so maybe it was a conspiracy.
The buildings fell on 9/11. Now you can go ahead and build yourself a story around how they did it. I'm building myself a story around what the NSA does with these emails. I think this story makes perfectly good sense. But
the NSA story or the NASA one?
The NSA story. The NASA. There's no facts to the NASA story.
Yeah.
The NASA has super technology. Horse crap. NASA never invented anything. NASA couldn't dehydrate ice cream, all right?
Their space shuttle sucks.
They didn't build it.
Yeah.
The fact is that these things are built by private companies. Private companies are not going to only sell their information to the government over the long term. I'm sorry, that information would get out, and whatever that super high-tech thing would have been available to the average person. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. But I'm just trying to use logic to parse through it. I don't have facts.
We'll come back with another story that's completely unrelated to this, which Nemi wants to share with us about a mom who has been banned from praying at a school.
Public school.
Steps. What is, you know,
that's
ostensibly
right.
a public area. Yeah,
that's
what is ostensibly a public area of a school. I want to get into that story. Also, news that is shocking to Mark about Russia. We had talked about their new anti-gay propaganda laws that really seriously criminalize basically anybody saying anything nice about gay people in Russia. And certainly if you are gay, you are in big trouble. Well, I predicted that there was predictions. It wasn't me. Somebody else predicted it. But I read predictions on the air suggesting that Russia would be targeting the people at the Olympics. And Mark didn't believe that would be the case. But looks like they are targeting the people that are going to be coming to the Olympics. Any gay athletes may be arrested if they come to Russia. We will give you details on that on the way as well. 855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we get a chance, some of the ridiculous quotes from the head of the Russian Orthodox Church about how same-sex unions bring us closer to apocalypse. So this is some of the insanity that is fueling the current anti-gay fervor in Russia, which is a pretty dangerous and scary kind of fervor. There's a lot of real jerks in the streets. If there's like a gay pride fest or something, there's hooligans that come out and attack people. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk about NSA spying or homophobia. You can take control. And this is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Jimmy Cummings from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.2530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7330, $6.8665 for a half ounce, or $3.4332 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.7330, $6.8665, and $3.4332.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com features a variety of things. We have news updates, email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever your preference. You can go and follow us in the way that you choose at news.freetalklive.com. Now, the most critical emails go, or the most critical updates go to the email list. You can also get those on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, but you'll get more than just the most critical information on the social bookmarking sites. You'll get news stories that we might be talking about on the air, questions we might want to ask you during the show, and maybe just some posts during the daytime, things that we might be up to. I posted a picture today of me at the booth at the Cheshire Fair. Me and Daryl were there today, and I'll be there for the next few days. It's the county fair here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. We're doing the Shire Society declarations. If you haven't been yet, you can go to shiresociety.com. You can sign online. You can print out the Shire Society declaration, sign it in real life if you want. But what we're doing at the fair is getting people to sign the Shire Society declaration in real life, getting them to read this essentially personal declaration of independence, where you are declaring your independence from the state system and joining a non-coercive system, a system based. That's not really even a system. It's just an agreement between individuals to not hurt anybody else. And the Shire Society is great. Mark is one of the most recent signers of the Shire Society Declaration, so congratulations on that, Mark.
So the reason I signed up for the Shire Society is because the Shire Society is doing stuff now. Initially, I was concerned the Shire Society wasn't going to really achieve anything. It was just kind of a declaration, a screaming into the wind. But the Shire Society has done some things. Among some things, created a entity called the Shire Free Church, which is, now employing you and I, and I think is great. But I would
there's
ask
a forum,
you this.
The Shire Society forum.
I'm a minister. I'm an atheist minister, as a matter of fact.
Not a problem. So the question that I guess I'd ask you is, the Shire Society, I was just sort of thinking about this now that I've signed the little yellow piece of paper that I put in my filing cabinet today. Is it a government?
No, not at all.
It doesn't govern your behavior?
The document
you sign a document that...
Right, the document is governing, but it's a self-government thing.
Yes, but it's still government, right? The document's governing?
Okay, I know you have this love affair with the word government.
Okay, well, I'm just asking,
contract.
Does it create a nation, a group of people that are of like mind?
Okay, by that definition of nation, then I guess it does. Yeah, if you're talking about a place where there's borders and, men with guns are going to hurt
people. I would call it a voluntary association of people of like mind.
Okay. I just wonder whether...
There could be some value, though, in saying, if you put a Shire Society license plate on your car, that's it's a nation. Hey, this is as valid as any other nation. It was one of the points I made at my DMV hearing, is that who are you to say that the Shire Society license plate is invalid as compared to, Burma or something, some other nation that nobody really knows anything about?
Belize.
Right. If one of these, the fact is, somebody could drive a car from Belize to the United States, and I would bet you that your average Vermont state trooper wouldn't know what the hell a Belizean license plate looks like.
That'd be true.
And how in the world would they check it? If I were to go
online... If it's not in their book, actually, a listener of Free Talk Live sent me several books. There's one in there that has recognizing driver's licenses from the 50 states. There are also books of license plates. But how often do you need to buy a new book? Because I believe Daryl told me not that long ago that Texas has 72 license plates from which to choose.
And Florida's very similar. That's absolutely true. But I'll bet you that your average state trooper can run a number from a Florida tag, no matter what that tag looks
like.
They
can run Canada, too. There's certain.
But they probably can't run a Belizean license plate. If I were to go to License Plates R Us, and I don't know if there's a site like that, and I'm not advocating that site. They are not an advertiser for Free Talk Live. If I were to go there and make a license plate that had a series of six letters and numbers with a space in the center, as license plates here in the United States tend to have, how long would it be before somebody, how could they, it's crazy. You could just forge some Belizean registration papers and say, look, from Belize, we just register one time. You don't have to register every year in Belize. They don't have the room for the paperwork. And I don't think they'd know.
No, they probably wouldn't. So we've been doing some Shire Society outreach and, you know, have the kind of the classic brochures that you might have seen. If you've been paying attention to freekeen.com for a while, don't take a plea deal, encouraging people to not take the plea if they're charged with some nonsense, you know, traffic ticket or possession of cannabis or something. So the plea deal flyer's there, and the brand new Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyer is there, which is a pro-secession organization that very smartly does not use the word secession on their flyer. It just talks about declaring New Hampshire's independence. So there's someone could come to the Shire Society table, and they can declare their personal independence. They can learn more about New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States. So there's a real focus on secession there. The New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is, of course, a pro-secession political party, they're being represented there, and it's great. We've had a good positive response from some folks today. Probably got at least a dozen signers.
That's fantastic.
The Shire Society pledge. It's about 1 an hour, a little more than 1 an hour. And you know, I don't know if that's great or bad or what. I don't really have a point of reference to compare it to. But if you think about the level of dedication that someone would have to these ideas to sign the Shire Society Declaration.
Sure.
It's a pretty serious document saying you withdraw from the state society and you join a society of peaceful, consensually interacting individuals. So someone has to take the time to stand there at the fair when they could be, you know, taking their kids to the rides or whatever.
Yeah.
Stand there and read through the full declaration before they sign it. Of course, one or two people went ahead and signed it without even reading. And I was like, you know, you could have just sold me your soul there. And you don't even.
No, right.
Do you generally not read things before you sign them? But most of the people that signed them were reading.
Well, I worked the booth last year as well. And it sounded to me, I talked with Daryl as well, that you guys had a great response. Not to say that last year's was poor, but just this year is really a fantastic response, and I think that through the weekend you guys are going to do great.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it wasn't a big investment, you know, $300 for 5 days, pretty much constant traffic. People are coming by, walking by with their families and et cetera. And I think it's a good outreach event. I'm a big fan of doing, you know, general audience outreach like this. I used to do it down in Florida, and I'm doing it here again. And basically that's how I'm spending the next 4 days of my life, is I'll be there 10 hours a day and then come here and do the show.
Are you going on any rides, Ian?
No. No.
No? Not your style, or is it just that?
I've been on rides in the past. I mean, I don't have time for that stuff.
Well, Kate took me on the zipper last year, and I screamed like a little girl. I'll tell you, I thought I was going to die. And I was raised to avoid carnival rides because, you know, cars fall off, and worst case scenario, I had an overprotective mom. But I went last year, and like I said, I worked the booth for a little bit, and I am looking forward to going again this year. So hopefully I won't scream like a little girl so badly this time.
So, yeah, I put it up. I was just mentioning all this because I put a picture of us at the booth up on our Facebook page and Google Plus and Twitter earlier today. Just give you a taste of what's going on. And it's great. You know, lots of positive response. Nobody has flipped us the bird or said anything nasty. I did. Somebody might have let some air out of one of my tires, though.
Oh, no. How do they know it was yours?
Because really?
It's a cruiser. It's a police cruiser. Yeah. Bumper stickers. It's pretty obvious. Or maybe they just didn't know it was mine. Maybe they just didn't like a police cruiser. There's that possibility. Because I've had somebody hawk a lug on the cruiser at the jail parking lot once. I think that's because they thought there weren't any bumper stickers on it at the time. They probably thought it was an actual cop car. More coming up. You can take control here. 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. And if you would like to access our streams or the podcast, you can easily do that by going to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Also, if you're one with a smartphone, you could hook up with the blockchain.info app and have your bitcoins right on your phone.
I am one with my smartphone. Yeah, you can get the blockchain.info app, either your Android or your iPhone. They're available right in the, is it Shop Store and iPhone Store?
Play on
Play,
Google.
Play? I keep on saying Shop. It's Play. And what's the one on iPhone?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, the iApp Store thing. You can go get it there. And the app, because of they've got encryption techniques, they make it so that blockchain or anybody else aren't able to have access to your money. If you're careful and you use it properly, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving. They've got a wallet that it has tools that easily allow you to send and receive bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info, and then get some bitcoins and put in it.
Yes, fine idea. Blockchain.info, I have it. I've used it and will again. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's change gears here and go to Nemi's story about a lady, a mom apparently, who has been banned from the front steps of a school.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about this.
For praying.
That's right. In an all-white outfit with a cross necklace bearing the word Jesus, Lizarda Urena stands atop the steps at Concord, outside Concord High School for 15 minutes every morning.
Is this Concord, New Hampshire?
This is Concord, New Hampshire.
All right.
15 minutes every morning, arms outstretched, reciting verses from the Bible, which she holds up in her left hand. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, she recites from Psalm 23, one of the two psalms she repeats from memory each morning.
Well, she's about everybody could do that one, right?
Yeah, even I can. She's been there every day since early February of this year after two bullets.
Yea, though I walk through the hallway of the shadow of death.
The hallway. The hallway.
It's my high school version.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Okay, so she's been there every day since early February of this year after two bullets were found in a toilet in one of the school bathrooms. Her purpose? To bring peace to the school and protect the students from harm. I'm reading here from the Concord Monitor, which is the local paper up in Concord. Quote, what I'm doing here is for peace and our love, because the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when I'm here, it symbolizes peace and love and care, said Urena, who is originally from the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
She has two children in 10th grade at Concord High, has been praying off of school grounds for the protection of Concord High and all schools for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Beyond the school, she travels and street preaches in Boston, New York, and other cities. But one morning in February, she saw police cars pulling up to the school to respond to the discovery of the bullet, which had been flushed down the toilet and never caused any harm. After that, she asked Principal Gene Conley if she could pray on school property at the beginning of the day, and he assented. She says, I asked Mr. Conley, please, if you want our school to be protected, we don't need a police car here. We need the grace of God here every morning, she said. And she noted, since she began praying, Concord High students have been safe. A report of guns on campus earlier this month.
Correlation is not causation.
No, that's true. Like I said, I'm looking forward to see what you guys have to say about this, and I think my response is going to surprise you.
Okay.
Okay, so a report of gun on campus earlier this month turned out to be a fabrication. No students were harmed, she pointed out. Connolly, for his part, said that her morning prayers don't pose a problem or violate the separation of church and state because she's not promoting or teaching religions to students. She is simply blessing the school for the day.
They're not hassling this lady?
Oh, yeah, they are.
They've banned her from the premises now.
Okay, so that's right.
So she's not teaching prayer. She's not out there asking kids to come with her.
But it was the principal who was it that approved her?
The principal.
Okay.
Yes. Now that Urena is a regular part of the morning, most students don't pay her much attention as they walk by on their way into school. But when she started, a lot of students were confused or curious, and some made fun of her, said sophomore Harley Prue.
Yeah, I probably would have made fun of her back then.
He wasn't sure what to think, but now he thinks what she does is cool. It takes guts to be able to stand up and do that every day.
It takes guts. It really does. This lady's got
dedication
and dedication.
There's no
doubt about it. And let's not forget, she believes this. She's giving of her time in a way that she believes is protecting these students thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And I can't get too wound up about a person who wants to be able to do that.
So I'm not wound up about it.
Harley's friend Alex agreed. He said, it's not hurting me. It's kind of nice that she does it. But sophomore Maria Wilkinson says she doesn't think Urena should be praying on school property. She has no problem with Urena's religion, but thinks prayer at a public school is problematic. It's not appropriate, she said. Urena asked that her children's names not be used in the story for fear that other students might bully them. Hmm. When she used to pray off campus, she would hand out cards with Christian sayings on them. Her children were pestered by some of their peers when they found out Urena was their mom, but overall she said the students are nice and polite to her. Her voice carries across campus, but is not overly disruptive when she recites her prayers. In addition to the two psalms, she calls out thanks to the Lord for bringing peace to the school. She holds up her hands as she shouts out, sometimes kneeling, but always looking at the sky as she prays. She chose to stand at the top of the steps.
She's a little dizzy with her head tilted back like that, because I would think that I would.
A little touch of vertigo.
Yeah, it would do a little something to me.
She chose to stand at the top of the steps each morning because a bird's call led her there on her first day of prayer in February. When she arrived at school that morning, she didn't have a plan for where to pray, but she followed the singing and found a black crow perched on the concrete dome atop the steps. When she arrived, it flew away.
I don't know that I would consider a black crow auspicious, but all right.
Okay, to each their own, I guess. Although she prays for protection, she does so with a tone of hope and joy rather than fear. She smiles wildly as she discusses her mission and often ends her sentences with praise God. Her goal, she says, is not to promote her religion, but to spread God's love and keep the school safe. God doesn't discriminate.
I don't hear her promoting the religion in this story, and I can only work through this story.
Right, and I have a follow-up here. So after receiving a letter of complaint from the Freedom from Religion Foundation, school superintendent Christine Rath said Urena's prayers must stop. And now I'm reading from Huffington Post.
So this is from the, this is now the superintendent.
Yes, of the Concord School District.
All right.
The organization, which works to maintain the separation of church and state, this is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, said that by allowing Urena to pray on school property, the district was implicitly promoting a specific point of view.
I disagree.
It is the duty of the secular public school system to protect vulnerable children, not to expose them to pressure and prayers, the letter states. The exercise of religion must be left to the individual and religious education left to the family.
I totally disagree with this perspective from this bureaucrat. I think that if it's a piece
of public property... This is not from the bureaucrat.
Yes,
this is
from the superintendent.
Yes, it says it's from the superintendent. Okay. That's right.
This was a quote from the Freedom for Religion folks, sorry.
That was a bureaucrat, right?
Beg your pardon. Hold on. Let me get back to it. I misclicked.
Either way, I disagree with this particular perspective because if it's public property, then anybody who wants to go there and pray or do, I don't care if it's an atheist group, wants to do outreach there. I think that they should be able to do that.
I would agree.
If one lady's allowed to pray, then a Muslim should be allowed to come and turn towards Mecca and do his thing. And
atheists should be able to come and, as far as I'm concerned, say what they want. You know, go ahead.
It's an opportunity for education. And that's the thing. And to clarify,
it could be, but not now because they banned this lady.
Right, they have. The quote from it is the duty of the secular public school system to protect vulnerable children is from the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
And this is a problem with these, with people like this. And I probably would have agreed with them when I was a teenage atheist. But the problem with them is they're too lazy. It's the problem with everybody that complains. I was involved for a long time with a local public access channel here in Cheshire County called Cheshire TV. And the administrator of that channel frequently will get people coming into his office or calling him saying, I don't like program such and such because blah, 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 they did this and that. Well, it's a free speech channel, so if you really don't like it, you can get on the air and start your own show. And you can speak against that. You could put whatever content you think is useful out there to the public. But ultimately, the guy who's running the station was like, well, that's all you can do. I can't stop them. It's a public channel. Anybody can come on.
And he wouldn't stop
and say
them.
And say what they want. But the thing is, it's always a lot easier to bitch and moan and complain about the actions of somebody else rather than to do what they could do and make a real difference. And, if the atheists have a problem with this, send some atheist activists out there and have them show up every single day. Problem is, they probably don't have the dedication that this lady does.
Right.
So it's easier to complain.
Can we talk
dedicated.
A little more about this?
I would love that. We'll come back with
Perfect.
More. 855-453, and you said we would be surprised, Nemi, so on what your perspective
I'm actually surprised
up.
With you.
Business owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you in studio, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. One of the things you can do to help support Free Talk Live is shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through those links, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You enter Amazon of your choice. And then do the shopping you need to do. Get the stuff you're looking for. I recently bought a couple of video game things just because, I don't know, for whatever reason I got back into one of my old video game systems. Not that I really have any time to play them, but for whatever reason I caught an interest in it again. And there's some neat technology these days that makes it so you can use an old game system like an NES or Sega Genesis, and you can actually put out video from the device that is much improved over the original system. So remember the old screw thing on the back of your TV set, Mark, where you just kind of screw that one pin in, and that had both the video and the audio on it?
The cable thing?
Yeah, that's like the worst connector you can possibly use. But it turns out these old game systems still had like a way to output really high-quality graphics called RGB, and then you can get that and convert it to a different format, basically, with a few cables and devices, and actually make these old game systems playable and viewable on the fancy new TV set. So I got some of those on Amazon recently. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can buy whatever you're looking for there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. That's shop.freetalklive.com, which includes books from Big Head Press.
That's right. You can get Quantum Vibe Volume 1 Nicole by going through shop.freetalklive.com on Amazon. Ian, you said that it was a little bit of a discount there at Amazon. Is that right?
It was. Has it gone up?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It
was.
You looked it up. I didn't. I got mine in person at Freedom Fest and got it signed by Scott Beezer, the publisher of Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe's a web comic.
Discount's still there, by the way. It's $10.95.
Right, that's a sweet deal for it. It's 400 strips. It's a lot of work. It's 400 days of a man's life that you can have for For as low as $11. I mean, imagine buying a man's years worth of man's work for $11. So there you go. Go through shop.freetalklive.com. QuantumVibe.com is a web comic. It is a science fiction comic, and it is updated daily. It's in color. It's a compelling story, beautiful artwork, and well worth your time. Go check it out at QuantumVibe.com.
855-453 is the toll-free number. Now, Nemi, you were sharing with us a story out of Concord, New Hampshire, where one mother has been banned from school premises. She had been coming after an incident of potential violence at the school to pray.
That's right.
On the school steps. You're saying this is outside of the school, but still on school property?
Still on school property. She's at the top of the steps near the entrance, mm-hmm. but doesn't block anyone. And doesn't approach anyone. She just stands and prays.
She's not proselytizing necessarily.
I don't know
if handing out pamphlets.
She's not handing out pamphlets. She's not approaching anyone. Mm-hmm. She is expressing herself and believes, and as Mark said in the last segment, believes that her efforts are protecting the school.
Now, you said you were surprised at what I said about it, which was essentially that this lady should be allowed to be there and pray, but so should anybody else wants to show up and pray. Or in my case, I think they should be able to do outreach. I think, you know, obviously the atheists can't pray, so if the atheists want to show up and hand out flyers, I think they should be able to do that.
I don't know. I think where my reaction to this, much like you, Ian, I seem to be, when I was in high school, I guess rabid atheist would be not an apt description, but it's certainly, I was a little more vocal about it and passionate about it than
so
I am now. But I don't think if she's not bothering anyone and she's praying.
She bothered somebody, the Organization for Religious Freedom or something,
well,
complained about
what it. I mean is bothered in terms of approaching students or interfering with their coming and going from the school.
Yeah.
I don't see that she's interfering with anyone.
Excuse me, the organization or something called Freedom From Religion?
Freedom From Religion Foundation.
So somebody complained to them, and then they complained to the school.
They complained to the school superintendent, and the school superintendent has banned her from the premises. The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union.
This, by the way, is a mother of two of the students,
right? That's
right,
at the school.
Okay. Yeah,
so, and there
point.
Was a...
Because I've been banned from the schools, too, but I don't have any kids there.
This is a distinction that I want to make sure that I'm clear on. You know, I think that public schools funded with public money, which is taken from people by force, are immoral. So I have a difficult time talking about what should go on the property of public schools. I think that public schools should cease immediately getting any kind of tax funding, and the taxes themselves are theft, and they should stop completely. But if you want my opinion, I can see why schools would say, okay, we can't have people here proselytizing, because once you have 20 different people of 20 different religions standing outside like the people in Las Vegas that smack the smack the flyers against their hands so you take them. You know, just standing out there.
That works on you, huh?
Plugging. No, it doesn't. I walk past them.
Okay.
You know, just handing, you know, making a gauntlet of flyerers that students
there
have to walk
through.
There should
be that. I mean, if that's what people want to do, it's public property. They should be able to set up a damn gauntlet.
Well, it's not public property in the from what most people's standpoint, this isn't public property in the sense of a park. This is public property in the sense that it has a specific use.
And I think a gauntlet crosses the line, frankly, because I'm not sure that approaching kids and speaking directly to them is necessarily right.
What's wrong with it?
And this woman is different, though. What you just want to be able to fly your kids at school, and I understand and I support that, dude. I want you to be able to hassle the hell out of all the students in Cheshire County. However, what I'd like to say on this is that this woman is a mother. She's allowed to speak. She would be otherwise allowed to speak on campus. And if she were to want to pray silently, she could stand there and pray silently. She would be allowed to stand there and wait until the bell rang. There's a certain amount of time. Obviously, mm-hmm. a parent can't stay there all day until their kids get out. But there's a certain period of time that's acceptable for them to stay. It's acceptable for her to talk. So therefore, in my opinion, it's acceptable for her to talk with her arms stuck up in the air looking towards the sky.
To me, this is no different than after the Newtown shootings, any military parents showing up to, quote unquote, stand guard outside the school, which is certainly something that's happened. Now, Ian, you leveled something in my direction. I will not go onto a public school grounds and approach kids and hand out flyers. I certainly support you because it's something that's important to you. I'm not going to stop you from doing it.
But
it's not something that I personally am going to do. But I think the distinction for me, in my opinion, is that she is not approaching people. And I think that if she is there praying, she has every right to do that. And I don't think she holds a sign.
Could she?
Could she hold a sign?
To your mind, should she be able to?
I don't know. I'll think about that. Okay. And give me a few minutes, and I'll come back to you on that. But I think
they shouldn't have to run a gauntlet.
I think a gauntlet is certainly what the spirit of the objection. I think a gauntlet would be disruptive to the students.
Right. I support school administrators being able to do what they want on their property. I think that in this particular woman's case, she is a taxpayer of this school district.
Yeah.
Her students go there. Her children go to the school, and they are students. She has every right to be where she is doing the things she does. I do not think that
the case is impeccable. I agree.
Every Satanist and Wiccan and Methodist and Zoroastrian has the right to line up and to proselytize kids walking down the sidewalk, but that's because I don't think they have the right to do that on the school that I run either. So
these are public schools. These are not private
schools.
I
hear you in the distinction, and I made it 100% clear that I think that public schools have a real funding problem. But the problem that I have is in their funding, not in who they let on the property.
As far
and who
as I'm
they
concerned,
don't.
As long as they're publicly funded, then the public should be able to be there.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, the public should be able to walk into the classroom smeared with their own feces and disrupt the class because
awesome.
It's publicly funded.
Oh, that was not what I was expecting when I brought this in for show prep. But I do
you
have a
really
proof story.
What the hell do you mean? If they can stand out on the sidewalk, Ian, why can't they go in the school during class and, erase the thing the teacher writes on the chalk? It's their chalk. It's their chalkboard. Wait a second, Ian.
Interfering with the classroom environment in that particular case. There's only so many seats available in the classroom. I think anybody from the public, if they want to monitor a class, they should be able to do that, too. But, yeah, absolutely. If you're paying for these services, you should be able to know what's going on. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But,
I hear your point. It's just an impractical way to run things. I mean, you're just setting up a public school to have an impossibility on their hands.
To allow people to come there and protest, to allow them to come there and outreach. Hey, if you don't like it, stop stealing people's money. 855-453.
Allow them to have rights. That's what you mean. You just want to make it more workable.
453. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Hour 3's next. Share your thoughts on this story or anything.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start the conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.